We are up to page Kuf Mem Tes, Halacha Zayin. Page Kuf Mem Tes, Halacha Zayin, Chotzer Oy Bayish, Pitzchoy L'Soy Charuchoyv. A few more halachas relating to the Valor Rishuyos. If we have a Chotzer or Bayish that is opened up to the street, V'Hadelis Niftechas Lefnim, and the door opens inward, V'Ya Mezuzos V'Mashkoyv, and the post with the lintel, Sha'al Gabeim, V'Askupa, She'Tachtis Hein L'Tzad Haruchoyv.
That's it.
And the threshold is towards the street. Okay, so he wants to point out, basically you have a threshold, and the threshold is in between a Rishus HaRabim and a Rishus HaYochid. Let's assume for argument's sake we have a real Rishus HaYochid, a bias. Outside in the street is a real, let's for argument's sake, is a real Rishus HaRabim, and there is a threshold. What status does the threshold half? Is the threshold a Rishus HaYochid? Is the threshold a Rishus Saram? Is the threshold a Karmelis? So we learned this when we started this Koila. We learned Chelik Dalet, Mishnah Berurah Chelik Dalet, and there I remember vaguely there are a couple of simonim, some very complex simonim describing all the various dimensions of how wide the threshold is. Is it 4 Tfachim? Is it 3 Tfachim? What exactly does the Tzuras HaPesach look like? What exactly does the Mashkev look like? Here the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is avoiding all of the details by simply saying it's very complicated. You have to go to study Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah and study the Dirshus and look at all the modern Svarim. The basic thing is you should just be aware it's complicated and you should be machmir. So he says, all since not everyone is an expert in this matter, therefore you have to watch out. It's a complicated domain, a complicated area, and you have to be machmir both ways. So he tells you the nafkamina is asur lahoitzi misham laharachay. There's something in the door, in the threshold. Let's say you put a key under the threshold. You're not allowed to remove the key from there into the street. Shohu Rishus Sarabim, my Karmelis. Even though we learned previously that you're allowed to travel in the Rishus Sarabim less than Dalet Amos, L'chatchila you can move something in the street 6 feet with no hesitation. But if you're moving 6 feet is going to cross the threshold of this bias, you may have gone from a Rishus Sarabim to a Rishus Hayachud, or vice versa. So you may not do so. You may not move something from the street into the threshold. Maybe this area is a Rishus HaYochid, and you're violating the Seder Aisa. The Chayin also lohitzi min ha'bayis oy min ha'chotzer, l'shem yimnag from the bayis to chotzer into the threshold, v'loy misham l'soycham ki shemo hu karmelis. Maybe the threshold is a karmelis, and it's also mid the Rabbanon to travel from a karmelis to a Shurabim. U'l'chayin, therefore, what is it a practical nafgamina if there is a key in the door? So the key is in the door, if the key is in the door and you open the door and the door goes into the inside of the house, you basically have taken the key from the threshold into the house. You can't even open the door inwards if the key is inserted in the door. L'chein, im ha-pesach nol, if it's locked, u'tzrichim l'paschoy, tzrichim l'zor sha'ini, you call it es maftech b'sech ha-minol, that the non-Jew should enter the key into the lock, u'liachas sha'yiftichu es ha-minol, after he opens the lock, terem, before the door is actually swung open, yosir ha'ed Yehudi es mafteach ki im yiftach yisrael es mafteach. Because if the Jew will open the door with the key inside of the lock, b'yoyich mafteach toich haminol harihichnes mafteach mikamlus l'mishus yoch. So let's say you don't have the key to the house, and the guy brings the key, and the guy puts the key into the lock. So we have to assume the worst. We have to assume that this Rishus, this Makom, the Askupa, has the status of a Rishus, of a Karmelis. We have to assume that maybe it's 4 Tfachim wide and it has the dimensions which make into a Karmelis. And now the key has been put into the door. The key is not part of the door. The key, since the key is removable, can be removed from the lock, the key is not attached to the door. If the Jew will now open the doorknob and push the door into the home, will swing the door open, the Jew has, in essence, taken something that is in a Karmelis and has brought it into a Rishus HaYochid, which is an Isser Midrabanan. So the non-Jew should open up the lock, and then the non-Jew should take the key out of the lock. So the non-Jew is holding the key, and when the Jew opens the door, the Jew will not be taking something from a Karmelis into a Rishus HaYochid.
What about the, where is it tied?
So that's a problem. So you have to put the tie-clip back on the tie. That's 100% true. You have to put the tie-clip back on the tie before you open the door. Now it depends. Many doors today already in a Rishus HaYachid. Most of the doors in the private home are at least three steps up. Yeah. Most doors are already three steps. So when it's three steps up, it's already called a Rishus HaYachid. So it's not a problem. But if you have a door that's flush with the street, like shuls do that, right? They build a shul to make it easy for people to have to walk up steps. They try to build it flush with the street. The Posner shul. So this it's flush from the street. You go right into the shul. You don't have to go up any steps. That's ideal. Rabbi Kahn's shul is also it's flush, brand new building. You go straight in. You don't have to go up any steps whatsoever. That's ideal for any public. Any public facility.
Because the law is that you have to have access. Right?
You have to have access. But a private home, they don't build private homes. Private homes, because of the rain, because of various different, also they don't have to go dig down in the basement, so for deep, they build it, it's raised a certain number of inches. So whenever you're going up steps, Derech Klal, when you go up three steps, you're already in a Rishus HaYachid.
What's the Rishus of the actual steps?
The steps... Above three steps is a Rishus HaYachid. Less than three steps is part of the sidewalk, which is pretty much a count. Going up already, once you go above three tefachim, you're in either a karmelis or a mekayim petur.
In other words, you have three steps, then you have a flat surface.
Even not a flat surface. Even on the third step. Typically, not all the time, but typically on the third step, you are already, that surface is already a Rishus HaYachid. You're already 10 tefachim off the ground, and you're already within an area where it's part of an expanse. Even though you're going up more steps, that is above 10 tefachim, that's more than 4x4 tefachim, which would be considered to be a Rishus HaYachid. So then you can take off your tie clip, put it into the door, open the door with your tie clip still in the lock of the door. But if you have a door that's flush against a Rishus HaRam Deraisa, and there are no steps, and the area in front of you is either going to be a karmelis, which typically it is. Let's say, even we have a Rishus HaRam Deraisa, when you go into the side on the street, it's ready to see the Rishus HaRam. It's not necessarily going to be a Rishus HaRam Deraisa anymore. It'll be a karmelis. It's a problem. You're now allowed to take off your tie clip, put it into the lock, and then open the door. Because by doing so, in Echnam, you'll be going from a karmelis into a Rishus HaYachid. The ideal thing is to do is to put the tie clip into the, open up the door, then put the tie clip back on. Or the same thing with the belt. To take the belt, open up the lock, and then to put the belt back on. And then you open the door. Problem is, there are some locks that are more complex that you can't... The key must be in order for you to open the door. Will not release. So then I guess you have to open it a little bit. I'm sure you can find this. There's a solution. It's probably the whole situation is anyway very weird. But you probably can find you open it a little bit just to get the door open a little bit. Then you can probably take it out and you can put it, fix it back before you actually bring it inside.
What about if you have an apartment that's in a hallway?
To Rishus HaYachid, then to talk about.
Like in an apartment house.
Oh, so you talk about it, then you think Erev Chatzeros. You make a very good point. If you're in an apartment building and you don't have an Erev Chatzeros, so you're right. Then it would be a karmelis. You have the same problem that you should not. You should not, and using a tie clip, go into your apartment.
You have to do the same thing.
So l'chara, I'm assuming you would have to put the tie clip back on your tie before you actually open the door, because the hallway has the status of it's not a karmelis, but you're not allowed, the Midrash Rabbanan, you're not allowed to go from a Rishus that's shared by a group. It's not a Kassel, it's a Yachid. It's a Rishus HaYachid. But it's a Rishus that's shared by a group of people into a Rishus that's Miyuchid for one person. So it's not a Karmelis HaYachid, but it's still prohibited.
So what is the Erev Chatzeres HaKal?
That it's one big Rishus HaYachid. Erev Chatzeres HaKal.
It doesn't include Yod Mavoi. It's like a number of Mavois opening into
the Rishus. We don't have to a real Mavoi. A real Mavoi.
Your apartment is like a Mavoi that's opening into this Karmelis.
Right, if you have your Chatzeros. He's discussing the case.
There's no room for your apartment too. That's the whole
idea. Yeah. Everyone is considered to be an extension of the one apartment that has the food. There is no problem. In a situation where there is no Eruv Chatzeros, if you live in an apartment building and they have not yet made an Eruv Chatzeros, and you have a problem. It's not as severe as going from a carmelis.
I mean, I don't know, but L'Chorif belongs to the Balabas, who has...
Tfisas Mokahim. Blurry side. Appliances. There are many leniencies in apartment buildings you do not require. We're going to have that coming up later on. We have a couple of simanim later on. There's a whole simanim devoted to the laws of Eruv Chatzeros, and I have something new. I acquired not that long ago about modern questions about Eruv Chatzeros. So hopefully we'll come to that in a couple of days. We'll get to that. But there are many leniencies in apartment buildings where you do not need to have Eruv Chatzeros. When I lived in the Lower East Side, so Rav Moshe was famous for passing that you don't need Eruv Chatzeros in the buildings of Lower East Side, because to that point in time, before they became co-ops, the landlord or the...
They were originally built as co-ops.
It's called, before they became private, before they privatized.
They weren't really co-ops.
But
you didn't own it. You did not own your apartment at all.
No one owned it years ago.
Co-op owned it.
Correct.
Right.
And they had rights in every apartment, so there was no need to have an Eruv Chatzeros. Once you come into the building, you're safe. Once you come into the building, you can carry, you can walk, you can do anything you want in the entire complex. You're completely in a Rosh Hashayachid. In a situation where it's privately owned, so you have five apartments on the floor, and you have a hallway, so the hallway where you have the entire building, the building, the lobby of the building and the hallway and the staircase is shared by everyone in the building. The apartment is dedicated for one family, one individual. You're not allowed to go from the hallway, from the lobby, to an apartment. That's not a prohibition of going from a Carmelist to a Rishus Hayochid. The hallway is not a Carmelist. The hallway and the lobby is 100% a Rishus Hayochid. But even so, it's a different type of Rishus Hayochid, which Chazal did not allow. You're not allowed to go from this type of to this type of Rishu Yochid, unless you make an Eruv Chatzeros. So in that situation, if you have a tie clip, or you have a belt, or something of the like, you would indeed seemingly have the same problem where you put the key into the door, you are now, if the door is right up against the hallway, okay, again, you have to go through all the different scenarios of how far wide the askupa, how wide is the threshold, the post, the lintel, all the different variables, but assuming the worst scenario that it's a Carmelist in a Hanami, by putting the key into the Glock and opening it and then opening the door, you'll be taken from a Rishus Hayochid of type A into a Rishus Hayochid of type B, which is forbidden on Shabbos. This is an expansion of the case that he mentions over here. Okay, let's take a look at the Shomitzim Bahalacha. There is no Shomitzim Bahalacha. So let's go to the next Halacha. Halacha Ches. The Harbid Mekoymos Yesh Bat Masher Hagag Nimshach. In many places there are Batim Masher Hagag Nimshach Min HaKais Labayis L'Sech HaRuchav. You have a porch. You have an extending porch, an open porch.
Oh, this is the Gag.
The guy, okay, the guy. So the roof extends out. So does that make the area underneath the roof into a Rishus Hayachid? The answer is not necessarily. One thing is for sure, it's not a Rishus Harabim. That we know for sure. A Rishus Harabim has to be open. If you have an area that has a roof, train tracks, or any area that has a roof, it's definitely not a Rishus HaRabim. Now, the area on top is Rishus HaYachid. Once you go 10 tefachim above the ground, let's put that aside for now. But just because we have a roof does not make the area underneath the roof into a Rishus HaYachid. It still has the status of a Carmelis, unless we create four walls. You must have four halachic walls in order for an area to be considered a Rishus HaYachid. So the Hamukah Mosiyesh bought him a Shagag Nimshach Min HaKristal Bayis Nisachar Rechoyim into the street. The Nismach Sham Alamudim, and this roof is supported by beams. So the rule is, don't get carried away. Don't think that underneath the roof it's a Rishus HaYachid. Nevertheless, also Lohoytzi Min HaBayis Tasham. You're not allowed to carry from your house to this underneath the awning of this roof. All the Hachmes Misham LaBayis. Chinosu Latatal Sham Abba Armas. You're not allowed to carry in this area more than four Armas Misham Dino Kamoy HaRechoyim Rishus HaRabim or Carmelis. Because it has the status like the street which is a Rishus HaRabim. I don't know why he says Shisharabim, because it's not Mamash Shisharabim. Can't possibly be, because maybe he means it's Sidei Shisharabim. It's an extension, could be that's what he means, or Kamlis, or certainly it's going to be Kamlis. Now, the Av Shagag, Noson Alhom, but even though there is a roof that's on top of pillars, to have a Tzursa Pesach. So you'll tell me the right way that the pillars have the status of a Tzursa Pesach. Not so fast. The Tzursa Pesach have rules. And if they don't fit the criteria, then it's not going to be called a Rishi Yochid. The Dina Ki Mechitza, we call Makam, Harei Minat Stadim, Ein Mechitza. Just because you have two poles in the front does not mean you have to have poles on the side as well. Ulchein, therefore, in order to make it kosher, Tzarech Lahamid Niksas Amimikotze Zeh Kone Echad Eitzla Kaisel Shalabayis Kineged Ho'amud Shagag Olav Sheyehei Gam Kan Tzuras HaPesach Vehimikotze Hasheni. You have to have four poles coming out on all sides. You just can't have the roof. If here's the wall of the building, and there's a roof that extends, let's say the roof extends out, this does not count as a Tzuras HaPesach. You have a pole over here. You have to have a pole over here. I'm not exactly sure. I'm forgetting. There might be some more details that I remember. In the art school kids struck, there were pictures. Okay, I didn't see
it. There's a little gate. It doesn't have to be
a... Okay, a gate is for sure good. But okay, I don't remember all the details. But basically, we have to go look at the pictures to review all the exact rules. Just because there are poles that are extending from underneath does not automatically make it into a Rishus HaYachid. The poles have to be constructed in a way that they have a proper status of Rishus HaYachid. Now, the im kama batim smuchim ze eitzel ze. If there are multiple homes that are lined up one against the other, binyan ze dailuhem shiasu kein bikotz abayis hashem bikotz echad mizeh bikotz abayis hashem bikotz mizeh viyasu eruv chatzos. You can make one continuous tzuras HaPesach. If you have multiple houses and the roof extends over all of them, so it's enough to make one tzuras HaPesach at this end and one at this end, which will include, let's say, five houses. This provided, of course, that all five houses have made among themselves an Eruv Chatzos. I think what he means to say, the case what he means to say is that the poles are not at the edges. Sometimes you have a roof that extends out and the supporting beams are towards the center. It's towards the center, it's not at the actual very end. So the very end, the roof is still extending. Thank you much. The very end is extending. Oh, here it is. I'll pass around this picture. Look at picture B. Picture B is an important picture. It shows you picture A is where you don't have a long... You don't have a proper Tzuras HaPesach. Okay, it's pretty simple. You look at these pictures, you'll see that picture A is no good. It has to be picture B, picture C, and then you could do, without a variation of picture C, one continuous Tzuras HaPesach, as long as you have a Ruvi Chatzos. I'll pass this around. So notice that you need, picture B is what you need. That's the...
What you're saying is you only need the Tzuras HaPesach on the side.
No, you need, you look at the picture. He has it all four corners. Of course in the front you need it. That's given. But you even need it on the side. Even on the side, you can't rely upon the wall of the house to serve as a Tzuras HaPesach. You have to have an additional post to serve as a Tzuras HaPesach to close off the side walls. When you see the picture, it will be very clear.
If you don't have steps,
then it becomes a reshus to itself. Once you reach a height of 10 tefachim, that's distance, then the wall. You don't even need the roof. You don't need the roof. The roof doesn't make a difference. The roof will only serve as a mashkef, and the roof also just prevents it from being called a real Rishus HaRabim. But the roof doesn't really make a difference. What makes a difference is the height. It has to be raised 10 tefachim above the ground. That will make it into a Rishus HaYachid. If you don't have the height, then you have to have a valid Tzuras HaPesach, and the roof can serve as the mashkef of the Tzuras HaPesach, but it cannot serve as the double lechi. That has to be added. Okay, let's say Allah attests. Mutlitin lufnei. I know Yehudim now gives the other examples of Amir al-Yakim when it comes to carrying. Are you allowed to ask a non-Jew to carry something for you to shul on Shabbos? So basically, it depends if you have a Rishus Haram Deraisa or you don't have a Rishus Haram Deraisa in the European cities. They did not consider them to be a Rishus Haram Deraisa. It was a Kamala. So asking a guy would have been mutter in many situations because Amir al-Yakim. Amira la Amira means you're allowed to tell a guy to do for you. Shvus to shvus. This that you're not allowed to tell a non-Jew do malacha is an iser derabana. And if you tell the guy to do doing carrying on Shabbos, is also an iser derabana. And if it's not a reshus ram deraisa, so asking a guy to carry something on your behalf is an iser derabana to do an iser derabana. Shvus to shvus, and if it's l'tzarich mitzvah or there's a hefsid, or there's a need, there's a very great need, then the rule is smarter. But if you're dealing with a situation where it's a deraisa, you're not allowed to tell a guy to do something, even if it's a mitzvah, even if it's a very great need, unless it has to be extremely pressing to be allowed to tell a guy, and even then it has to be done by derech remiza, or it has to be done by telling one guy to tell another guy to do it. There's many prohibitions in Amirul Yaakov. So here we're assuming that we have a reshus harabim deraisa. That's machlokes apayiskim. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, it's a reshus haram deraisa, and therefore all the strict rules would apply. And those who work with the Erev hold that it's not a reshus haram deraisa, or that's a very controversial topic. Halacha test. Mutar litei lifnei in Yehudi mezonos b'chatzer b'bayis. You're allowed to give, put in front of a guy, mezonos in a courtyard or in the bayis, even though you know that the fact that the guy is going to take the carousel, the guy is going to do a malacha deraisa, we're assuming over here in this sif that he's going to go into reshus ram deraisa. Rak shlo yitnim l'sochim, do not put him, deposit the goods into his hand. The imkein hu oisa af esu akir, he's going to the akir as well. B'dafuk sheish lahan yehudi reshus lochlan shamim yir, it's dafuk if the non-Jew has reshus to eat them there in the house if he wants. Avlam eloi reshus lochlan shamim, if the guy does not have reshus to eat the food, so when you're putting the food down in your house, it's a given that you're telling him to take it out of the house. So even though you have not actually instructed him to do so, your actions speak on your behalf, and it is also. It's obvious that you're telling him to take it outside. It appears as if you're telling him to take it outside into the shus, and it's also. Let's see the halacha test in the bottom, and the test in the bottom, and the she'arim mitzvah halacha kinoisin loy al manas lohaitzi ayin betashbeitz dit vua shemarchem liyakum amoydim erev Shabbos le'amatachas lo'akum. Grain that you sell to a guy, and you measure the amount of grain into the knapsack, into the package of the guy, and the guy pick up the delivery, they pick it up, you know, they leave over their utensils. They leave over their utensils before Shabbos, and on Friday, the meicher fills up their knapsacks with grain, and on Shabbos the guy comes and takes the grain from your shop to his home. He says that this is forbidden because it's as if you're telling the guy to come and carry on Shabbos. However, he seems to say the problem is marasan. The guy is doing it for his own benefit. He's not doing it for you. He's doing it for his own benefit. So the main problem in this instance will be marasan. People will think that you're telling the guy to carry food on your behalf on Shabbos. But since this has been going on for a very long time, everyone knows that the guy is buying this for his own purpose. He's only doing this for his own benefit. If he wants, he can go and do this on Friday. And the only reason why he's coming on Shabbos on benefits different, there's no marasayin, it's mutim. Certainly, if the courtyard is owned by the guy, if it's the guy's property, so I guess the marasayin is lessened in this instance. Halacha yud. Ha'isha medade esma. Now we discuss the laws of taking children. Are you allowed to take with you a child to shul on Shabbos? And you know good and well that this child has a very high percent, he's going to conk out halfway to shul, and he's going to cry and he's going to want someone to carry him to shul. So what is the status? Are you allowed to drag a child in the street on Shabbos? So isha medad espino, a woman is allowed to prad, to schlep along her child, muvad shalo tigorehu, don't drag the child. As long as the child at least has one foot on the ground, that his weight, he's supporting his weight at least with one foot at every moment in time, that is mutter, even though the child is relying upon the support of his mother. If the mother has to drag take the child with both feet, then that's equivalent to carrying, and it's also even carrying. Even if the child on his own can walk, it's still also to drag or to carry a person. Here he says the principle, Hachai noisei es atzmo. We have a principle that if you carry a human being on Shabbos, you are potter, because the rule is the only time you chai for malacha is if you do the malacha yourself. Thank you very much. If two people do the malacha together, if two people participate in doing the malacha, that is not osur min ha-Torah. One person must do the entire malacha all by himself. If two people do a malacha together, it's only osur midraban. If two people carry a chair together, carry a suitcase, carry a chair together in the street in the Rosh Hashanah derayis, it's potter avalasar. They have not, each one has only carried, has only accomplished, only can accomplish this together with the participation of his friend. He has not done the malacha entirely by himself. He has not done the malacha deraisa. So the rule is, when you carry a human being, we apply this principle that the person participates in being carried. How does he participate? He shifts his weight. And when Reuven carries Shimon, Shimon also is concerned that he should not fall and slip, so he will shift his weight in a way that makes it easy for Reuven to carry. So Reuven is exempt. What happens if Shimon is sleeping? If Shimon is sleeping, or Shimon is drunk, he's completely out, so then, as Machlekes HaPoskim, then you are Chayif, because then he is not doing anything to carry his own weight. However, some hold that even if the person is completely out, you also potter, because we have this funny rule that being that a human being is a living creature, and the circulation, a living person weighs less than a dead body. Is that true? Scientifically, is that true?
Well, there's the concept of dead weight.
Right.
So it's true?
But I don't know if it's really
true. It's harder to carry a dead person.
Why?
Because the weight does a shift. When you have a live person...
But let's say the person is still, let's say the person is out. They've drugged him. They've drugged him with the best that the world has to offer. He's out. Out. Okay, he's completely out. So he's not shifting his weight, but he's alive. There's circulation. Does the circulation in the body also count as a degree of chai noisiasa? So this is a controversial subject, which I believe he discusses here on the bottom. We'll see in one moment. So here, when you deal with a child, the child over here is an adult, is a big child. The child can walk by himself. You don't say the prince chai noisiasa. El lifter michatas. So the person, the mother who is dragging the child, dragging both feet, even the United, she cannot be lamdan and say, I'm going to apply the principle of chai noisiasatsno. That's only when the person is participating in being carried. But when the person is being dragged, we don't apply that principle, even though it's true she would not be chayvakam and chatas, but it's not permitted to be done on Shabbos. Avalok upon him, shvusik, it's also midirabonon. Uve karmelis who shvus the shvus, and the karmelis, it's a shvus the shvus. Then you'll want to say that it's a caramel, carrying the caramel is only a simid rabbanon, and being that it's a living person, it's a shvus to shvus. So, it's potter, but it's still not. Even though it's a caramelist, you're not allowed to do a shvus to shvus either. Just because over here we're doubling the isim with the rabbanon, caramelist is a shvus, and carrying a living person is a shvus. It's a double shvus. So what? So what? You're still not allowed to do it. You're only allowed to do a shvus to shvus, letzarach mitzvah, or for a choyle, or for a rabbim, but you're not allowed to go do it for your own personal needs. And therefore, it's very common that people make this mistake. They take children to a place where they should not be on Shabbos, and they may get there, but getting back is not so easy. Getting back is not so easy, and the child does not want to go. The child demands that he be carried, and that becomes a very big problem. Let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch Halacha. Yeah?
Tell a story about Rav Zeidel Epstein. He was on the inside. He walked his kids at Tishu or whatever. And he walked home. It was a block and a half. He wouldn't pick him up, and the kid didn't want to walk, so it took him an hour and a half to go to the block.
The child. Next step.
Wow.
Okay, let's see over here. Halacha yod on the bottom. Lasei say mamish ubedin lasei satinak al yodoy o al kesefai. Rabim kvar dibu bazeh. There are many have discussed this matter. Ravik mikan kol hashita is fachreinim ayin I'll bring you down some of the opinion, all the opinions. Even to show that you're able to prod, yesh al nisiyasa isur d'rabanan. Like we quoted in the Kitshuch Nach, that even a child that you're able to go and drag along, you can drag along if you're going to carry him, even though carrying a person is an Isim Rabban, and a Kamlis Rabban, a Shvus, still it's Asa. The Chain Kasav, the Shuchnach HaGoyin Rabbi Zalman, the Kitshuch Nach HaRav, Chaymash Modas HaPrim Gadim, Shapoisei Ki HaMogin Avram, it's Asa. Carrying a child or dragging a child in a Carmelis is also, even though it's a shvus to shvus. Oy kasav shana prayer begadim. The das rapoiskim the tinik ben shemani yamim v'yoyser a baby 8 days old. Common question: you want to take a child to a bris mila. You want to bring him to a place where there's a lot of room. V'yoyser o kol sheinu yochol aniach a regel achas v'ligur achas yesh b'ze iser de'ayrais. Okay, here is where he gets into this controversy of. When do we apply the rule of chai noisi esatzma, and when do we not apply the rule? So he brings down the prima godim that it's something like a person that does not have the ability to balance his weight, to participate in being carried, an infant is totally oblivious to his surroundings, does not participate, there's an iser derais, loyam win chai bei chai noisi esatzma, the loyka taisis machlokes legmara when we the machlokes we shine in the tinek ben shmoni yom I'm reading not like taisis that says the tinek ben shmoni yom I'm reading chay noisi asatz because as I mentioned before some of the opinion chay noisi asatz was not a matter of shifting your weight. Some rishim of the opinion chay noisi asatz means as long as the person is alive there's circulation in the body the person is lighter. And being lighter is not equivalent to carrying an object. An object, by definition, is dead weight. A human being, the circuit, this movement. So, what would be that? That would be an interesting question. Well, you go and you carry something. I don't know. You carry an object, and there's some type of artificial anti gravity in the object, right? To make the object lighter than it really is. They do that. They spin.
Skimmers.
Whatever, something is going on which makes an object feel float less, weigh less than it really weighs. So according to this principle, that just like a human being by definition is lighter than the dead body, a living person, same thing would apply. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. Maybe
you push a carriage. The carriage.
No, the carriage is tough. You want to say the carriage? That's another child. Do we say that the carriage is tough? Once you put it on the child, you put it on the carriage because the carriage is tough. The child. That's another child.
No, or do the carriage itself moves by? All you do is touch it and it rolls.
It's like shnayim shasu. I don't know. These are all. Yeah, all these are, I don't know, these are all interesting shots, I don't know. The ayin b'shut pre-tvua shapasek ha-taisis. Okay, then he brings down another opinion. He passed like taisis, the gam katan ben yomo ches ben ches yom shiyotza mecholi risuk ivari machmas haleda. He already survived the childbirth, the Amrinan is 8 days, more than 8 days old, which means he's a survivor. He survived the trauma of birth. A pillow, what he says. The pre-tivu, no one passed like this, that you're allowed l'chatchila to carry an 8-day-old, you yourself, to carry a child in a place where there is no Erev, as long as it's not a Rishus around their Isa. So in the country, or you go out to a place where you have no Shaivin, you want to tell me Flapish, you're not going to go like a motion, you're going to tell me you have an area, you go out of town. Well, certainly, most cities out of town are not a reshus around the rice l'chol hadeos. You're allowed to carry in the street, on your shoulder, on your hands, a child that's older than 8 days old because of this yisod which the Kitzur Shochnach alluded to. It's a shvus to shvus. Carrying in a kamel is a shvus. Chayne se esatzme is a shvus. The combination two together is okay. The ayin agos ma'asham shevi kam rice could be happy with two. There are many proofs that this is correct. The ayin b'shut Rabbi Kivya Egel Shechol Gal Priyut Rabbi Tshua. The cave of the Dasim and Mogen Avraham Oyser Gam B'Godol V'Karmelis. No. The Prima Godol Mogen Avraham just mentioned that even when you have an adult is certainly better. An adult shifts his weight. Everyone agrees an adult adult is something called Chayna Siyasatzmo. And yet, the Magen Avraham says you're not allowed to carry an adult in the Karmelus because Shavuos to Shavuos is Aser. So certainly a child that does not shift this way, but in Kain Af, in need in Lahakel Begadol, you want to be made by a Gadol. What gives you the right to be made by a child? We're there, it's Matosus, says Beferish, that it's a Deraisa. There is no Chayna Siyasatzmo when you're carrying a child. Because the child is alive, still the child is not is assisting in being carried. Putting one foot down, other foot up. But he says over here, when you see people do this on Shabbos, the best thing is, like we learned today, don't get your put your foot in your mouth. Don't get into a relationship problem. Have an enemy for life.
I had it. The Yom superstition on Shabbos, the guy was standing by the door. He said, check your pockets, you can't carry. So I said, who says? You can't carry. I said, who says? He says, Roy Flatbush does the home from there.
Ooh.
That's all he had to say to me. I said, Roy? You're Isaac? What's the Roy? You know, Roy Flatbush isn't from. What doesn't keep Shabbos? What does that mean?
That means project.
Where I dive in Friday night, the guy made the announcement. Know what he said? He says, Rabbis, I want to remind everyone to check their pockets. Shabbos, check your pockets. If you find any cash, give it to me. That's what he said from the Bima. Okay.
Nobody came to us.
And he comes Project Inspired.
The Im came off. You better not to start up with people. They have Yesh Al Ma Lismach. The Ein Tzarich Limchais. So you see, very important look. You see someone carrying a child on Shabbos in a place where there is no Erev. The people that are discreet, who come to ask questions, royal horus that Mishal Paskin Halacha, the also like the Magen Avram, the Chain Kasab Yeshuas Yaakov, the Gambit Carmelis, also Ayin Sham. So the crux, there are two Yesoides. The Yesod of Shavus de Shavus is a Shavus de Shavus mutter or aser, a double derabanan, is an aser or mutter. And the other question is carrying a child under the child that cannot walk on his own, is that included in the Shavus of Chai Noisei Esatzmo? It goes without saying that an adult is included in the leniency of Chai Noisei Esatzmo, because an adult, when he's awake, assist in being carried by shifting his weight. A child that's under a certain age does not assist in being carried. There is a question if the Magen Avraham, the Tosfos says that it's an Issa Deraisa, we don't necessarily pass like Tosfos. A child, Rabbi Kiva Eger, who's great, Rabbi Kiva Eger, he also is Makel, it seems. The Chen Kasav Sefer Mincha Shabbos is Makel. Ulam B'Mishnah Brura. But that was by a kata and different types of katanim. Different types. A gadol is more makel. A child that's older, there's more reason to be makel. Because a child that's older, or even an adult, anyone that can carry themselves, they assist in being carried. So that is a real shavus. But an infant, right, does not assist, that's machlaikis rishonim. Tosfos is machlir. So the Mishnah Berurah, is chayish for Tosfos, that it's an issa deraisa, so it's no longer shavus to shavus, it's only one shavus, and one shavus, l'chol hadeos, is certainly aser. Okay, so that concludes this shtickle. Yes. So you want to come on to a kid that can walk b'chlal? He's saying it's mutter. He's saying nothing mutter. He's saying there's much more reason to be mekel.
They can just swing your.
They have no choice.
What?
It's not a lechatchila. A shvus to shvus is never a lechatchila. He brings this down not to make a machlokes. The tzun that come to ask the question should not do this. But if he sees someone else doing this, it's okay.
and the child is not going to come home in any other fashion, he seems to say that it's okay, because a child that can walk on his own, already there's more ground to be makel. It's certainly at worst a shvus to shvus.
Even though it's in Brooklyn, that'll be in.
No, so then you're getting into Brooklyn. So then I'm not going there. Brooklyn, you have a question. If it's a derayah, then it's not a shvus to shvus anymore. You're right. He's discussing here a situation of an area that is not a shvus harabim derayah. You have to be aware that even the people that don't hold of the Erev in Flatbush don't necessarily hold it. Don't hold it that Flatbush is a deraisa. There are many variations, various shades of gray in how to look at Brooklyn. Is Brooklyn considered to be Rishus Sarabim deraisa? Is it not deraisa? There are many areas. So
what ends up
Aaron, you can't give a catch-all. You can't give a catch-all. Every shiloh is different. Every situation is different, and every person is different. So
you hold the Arab and you see a little kid whose parents are dragging him.
Mind your own business.
Mind
your own business.
Bill, it's
okay.
Close your eyes.
Although in most cases, the parent will say, "Do you hold up the air? Can you help?"
Maya, I know you know it's a foreign concept, but mind your own business.
He just came from out of choice.
Okay, to each his own. That also is a very, very, very difficult question. According to Rav Moshe, I don't know. I don't have the details to answer the question. I don't know. Yud Beis Mil. You have to have an area of Yud Beis Mil. What exactly is Yud Beis Mil? And then take that Yud Beis Mil and pluck it down in one big open area in Brooklyn. You don't really have one big area in Brooklyn. That's I think exactly Yud Beis Mil. And you have Ocean Parkway that cuts down. It's very complicated. I don't know. I don't know the answer. It's very complicated. And Moshe has a lot of chidushim. I don't know. All right, let's stop here.